Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget to rewind, folks. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on any show on WWL. Download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. Listen or re-listen to all the WWL guests, commentary, or shows that you love when you want to. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. We're back here on Sports Talk, gearing up for the Saints Hour coming up at 7 p.m. Mike Haas will have on DeMario Davis as well as some others on there. Make sure you check that out. Yesterday in the locker room, a few players hanging out after the bye week, getting ready for Sunday against the Falcons. One of those that's new to this rivalry, Justin Reed, Saints safety. Here's a little bit of what he had to say, getting ready for those Dirty Birds.
What did you do with the bye week, and I guess how much did you guys need to kind of get away and refresh and re-energize?
Yeah, I took a trip to the Cayman Islands, took my lady with me. It was great, man. It was cool. We didn't do too much, did a couple of excursions, but mainly stayed off of our feet. Feel refreshed, feel rejuvenated. Feel like we got a little more juice in the tank now. Got to refill ourselves up, so excited to get back to work.
Does it feel kind of like a bit of a disruption because you guys win a game, then you take a break, and now you got to try to regather what you had?
There's some positives and negatives. So in a way, you could say that, you know, re-energizing ourselves by having a break is going to allow us to bring more juice to the game next week. We got another division opponent. So I don't think that there's going to be any lack of focus or anything going into a division game. But the biggest thing is for everyone in the building to be professionals and to not lose the momentum that we built from Carolina and continue to take that with us.
How taxing is 10 consecutive NFL games?
Oh, yeah, man. It's not easy. It's no joke. We have bye weeks for a reason. But it starts to take a toll on you. But I think that it's nice now that we got to put in that work and we're on the other side of it. And now we get to attack these last few games with everything that we got.
You Louisiana guy, do you have a sense of this Saints-Falcons thing, or is it
going on as we go? Falcons, you know what I mean, all the things, the Faints, whatever you want to call them. It's a rivalry match. They don't like them. They don't like us. We don't like them. You know, I think what we had the whole 27-3. What was that? The score that I was putting? 28-3 that I was putting. So I think that it'll be a fun match.
How much are you guys looking forward to getting back on the field on Sunday to get back out there and do what you do?
It's huge. It's huge, man. I mean, that's the reason why we're all here. We're all here to play football. We're all here, especially to win division games. We know how big this game is for us, for our fan base, and for what we're trying to build here. So we want to be able to tackle everything we got.
I was going to ask about the Falcons. Looks like Penix is going to be out for this week, as well as Drake London. How do you approach that knowing that they're going to be missing two of their top offensive stars?
Yeah, I mean, this is the NFL. Every week, guys, you know what I mean, get hurt, and then the next man up comes in and play. Everybody's a professional on that side of the ball, the same there, though. Everyone here is a professional. We've had our own injuries, and we've had young guys step up and have really big roles. Jonas Sanker, for one, has been playing excellent, and that happened because of an injury. So we're not going to take whoever they put on the field lightly. We want to take it with the seriousness that it deserves, give them the respect that they deserve. But play with no fear and go out and attack them with everything we got.
I know that y'all just had a week off, but to go into the bye week with a win, feeling good, like, how can you carry that momentum, you know, into these final 7 games?
Yeah, you take, I don't think each division games that we played, there's never been a lack of intensity or focus. So I think that having the division game out of the bye week is actually nice because everyone in the building knows how much it means to us and what we're trying to accomplish here, and also to our fan base to go out and play well against a division opponent. So I don't think there'll be any lack of focus or intensity. I think that the bye week allows us to recharge a little bit, put a little bit more in our tank, and get ready to go out and throw everything at them.
Growing up as a Saints fan, are you excited? I heard you talking to him about it, but are you excited to, like, finally play in this rivalry game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? I played each team, but never got to play as one of the teams, get to play as a Saints player against the Falcons. You know what I mean? It'll be exciting.
I love, love, love the fact, Charlie, that Justin Reed is already calling Atlanta the Falcons. So shout out to Cam Jordan for spreading the gospel, I guess, in the locker room.
The Falcons?
Falcons, right.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, whenever you see people on social media, specifically the fan base over in Tampa Bay, complaining about why the Saints don't hate the Buccaneers as much as they hate the Falcons, sorry, you're just not the Saints' rival. The Saints and Falcons are the rivalry in the NFC South. I'm forgetting who said it. It's just like, go mess with Carolina. stop trying to poke the Saints. Like, just figure your own thing out. The Saints and the Falcons hate each other. As Justin Reed said, that is the rivalry in the division. There's nothing to do with Tampa Bay or Carolina or any of that nonsense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.